All right, this is Major Adam Collette with the 100th MPAT. It is 7 October 2011, approximately 0850 hours, on the phone with Colonel William Hall, the commander of Joint Task Force 71, and we're going to be interviewing him on the subject of the 6th Civil Support Team's deployment to Waxahachie, Texas, this week for a chemical plant. Sir, the first question I have for you, this week the Texas National Guard 6th Civil Support Team, which is part of your unit, the Texas Guard's Joint Task Force 71, was activated for a large fire at a chemical plant south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. From your position as the commander of JTF 71, what's the takeaway for the CST's mission in Waxahachie?
Well, Adam, I would tell you the takeaway for me is that flexibility and on-call ability of the 6th Civil Support Team and the other 56 across the nation is tremendous. You know, having those 20-some-odd personnel and their equipment ready to go within 90 minutes of a notification is outstanding. They were able to get up on the ground within about 4 hours and help the incident commander and local first responders deal with that event. So it just validates the importance of having soldiers and airmen ready at a moment's notice to respond throughout the FEMA Region 6, and they did a great job.
And so you talked about their specific response time of 4 hours, and often you speak of the need for all the members of Joint Task Force 71, not just the 6 CST folks, to be able to rapidly transition from citizen to soldier or airman. Despite the fact that the CST is 100% a full-time unit, that dynamic still applies for them. How does this mission in Waxahachie illustrate how the CST tackles those transitions from a training mindset to a real-world call-up?
Well, their situation is different. However, it applies. And your comment was that transition from soldier to airman, from citizen to soldier and airman, is critical to what we do. And setting the conditions prior to that, the brigade has trained in the last 18 to 24 months to help do that, where we can communicate on the move, and we're not specifically tied to a specific location in order to begin operations. In the case of the 6th Civil Support Team and what they did on Monday, they were deploying for their exit evaluation. They did rapid mission analysis once things started happening on how they would tackle that. And then when we got the notification that they would be required, they did a dynamic retasking on the fly. The team was split at that point. But they were able to link up just south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, do their final coordination, move to the incident site, and then begin assisting the incident commander. And again, real proud of their response time and able to do that. I think they did their initial in-briefing with the incident commander about 18:30. So that's just phenomenal by anybody's standards.
So this month, you mentioned that the team was split in different locations when the call-up happened, and I think that's related to this next topic. This month, the Texas Military Forces is field testing its newest capability in this realm of the response to chemical, biological, nuclear, and other type incidents. Of course, that's a task force structure that specializes in managing military support as part of that civilian-led response. That is, of course, the Homeland Response Force. And a few years before that, the newest addition was the task force structure that focused on extracting trapped victims, putting them through decontamination and triaging, and stabilizing them for additional medical treatment. But that all started with the unit that we're talking about today, the one that specializes in helping civilian agencies evaluate potentially dangerous substances, the 6 CST, of course. How significant to you is it that the CST received this real-world call-up while the Texas National Guard was almost literally rolling out the gate for this much larger certification exercise? What does that say about the extent of the dangers that we face in the U.S. today?
Well, Adam, I would tell you that the concern that all leaders in our organization have is if this happens, it's going to be really bad. It's going to be really confusing. There's going to be a lot of people that are trying to help, and the ability to come together as a collective team and follow the unity of effort, unity of man doctrine is critical to that. What I will tell you the takeaway for me was it gave both the CST and her unit and the brigade the opportunity to command and control multiple operations all over the state and do those successfully. So it was a great, great training opportunity and reinforced some of the tools and training that we have done up to this point. But I would also tell you that it highlighted some of our shortfalls that will absolutely set the conditions for success for the brigade as we move into our exit evaluation next week. Each one of these events we do, whether it is a no-notice emergency, a pre-planned support or training, just sharpens our skills on how we can do it better, faster, and build confidence for our soldiers and airmen that they can go do this job and execute it well. Because when we have to do this for real, it is going to be bad. The 6th Civil Support Team, as they came into Waxahachie, there was a lot of confusion, a lot of things going on, as there is in any incident site. But they were well prepared and overcome and helped and assisted the local first responders and the incident commander to manage that situation until they could transition it over to our partner agency, the TCEQ. So it, in sum, it was a great opportunity to stress our systems and learn from them.
One last question for you, sir. Civilian emergency response agencies, as we know, always have the lead for incidents that occur in the U.S., but over the course of the last decade, the Guard has been developing these new specialized capabilities to be able to offer additional surge capacity, surge support options to those agencies when these large incidents require more resources to help save lives and mitigate damage to property. Here in Texas, one key relationship has been between the Texas National Guard and the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, or TCEQ. For this latest incident, it was the TCEQ that requested the deployment of the CST to ensure that they had enough resources on hand just in case the impact of this particular chemical fire became more extensive. Talk a little bit about this relationship with the TCEQ and what it means to the citizens of Texas that the National Guard and these civilian agencies work so closely together to tackle these kind of situations.
Well, we've built some great relationship with our agencies. TCEQ and the relationship we've built with them goes back 10 years to the start of the Civil Support Team. As we've expanded the Seaburn Enterprise within FEMA Region 6, we've expanded that relationship. We talk with them regularly. We do exercises with them regularly, and we share information. In this particular case, TCEQ realized the gravity of the situation almost immediately and knew that they needed some additional support as they mustered and built their capabilities to show up at the incident and help work through some of the challenges. The important thing that you said is our civilian partners, that incident commander, the county judge, they always have the lead and we're in support. The great thing that we bring to the fight, whether it is a Seaburn event or other natural or man-made disasters, is we bring to the fight soldiers and airmen that are physically fit, drug-free, well-trained, and are trained to be flexible and adaptive and overcome challenges that are going to be out there, especially with a no-notice event such as that. And we can help our partners as we go through that. And in the case of the TCEQ, we've got a great, great relationship. In fact, they will be here with us this week and are going to help us as we go through our ex-eval. One of my goals has been strategic communication, not only within the National Guard on the capability of the brigade and what we're doing, but more importantly, strategic communication with our partners and them understanding what we do and what we don't do. The Super Bowl and Support 2 Super Bowls 45 was an excellent opportunity to do that and hone those skills so we better understood what they need from us and could provide that service or that resource. So TCEQ is just one of many. Texas Task Force 1 is another one. They're coming this week to support. support us. Plus, we've got our partners from other National Guard states, primarily in FEMA Region 6, but we've got some folks from the East Coast and some of the other HERS states. So my goal was to continue to build those relationships so when we show up at a site that we're all on the same team and we understand what each other does and we can get about the business of saving lives and lessening human suffering and restoring public confidence.
All right, thank you, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, Adam, I just appreciate you taking the opportunity to visit with me this morning. I'm real proud of the soldiers and airmen of the 6th Civil Support Team and what they did. Their ability to dynamically retask on the move on Monday, support the event, redeploy, and begin their exeval of Bryan College Station area is phenomenal. I'm en route as we speak to go observe their exeval. They've had it since about 12:30 a.m. this morning. It'll probably go till about 100 this evening. But they're well trained, doing some great stuff, well led, and I'm just proud of the team.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. This concludes the recorded interview.